The Suwannee River winds through the forested wetlands of north-central Florida like a tea-colored ribbon, its chilly waters connecting one small town to the next. Beneath it flows the watery underworld of the Florida aquifer, a limestone labyrinth of interconnecting caves and caverns that discharge billions of gallons of spring water every day. Feeder springs near Live Oak rise up through the riverbed and flow directly into the Suwannee. Crystal clear waters stained black by the tannins of vegetative decay. Countless other springs serve smaller rivers across the region, which eventually flow into the Great Suwannee or its tributaries. The recreational king among the feeder springs is Itchituckney. Tubing down the Itchituckney, a long, lazy float in an inflatable inner tube, had been a veritable rite of passage for generations of students from the University of Florida in Gainesville to the south, and Florida State University in Tallahassee to the west.
"Shit! This water is cold!"
shouted Percy Donovan. He was waist-deep in the river. His girlfriend was afloat on an inner tube, and Percy was being a gentleman, guiding her away from the launch site so the current didn't carry her straight into the brush along the riverbank.
"It's not cold," said Shauna. "The guy at the tube rental said it's 72 degrees all year."
They'd met at UF, but Shauna was from Chicago. Percy was born and raised in Fort Lauderdale.
72 degrees puts enough ice in my veins to dunk on LeBron, said Percy.
Shauna laughed and splashed him, which sent Percy scurrying back to shore like a skipping stone in reverse. His friend Kelso watched from the bank, nearly falling over in laughter.
Such a pussy!
It struck Percy as funny that the fraternity brother calling him pussy was the only one in the group wearing a wetsuit. Kelso, too, was a South Floridian. There was nothing unusual about fraternities and sororities teaming up for a day trip down the river on a Saturday morning. Even in early October, when most of the country was raking leaves, but Florida was still sweating. It was the first time, however, that the Black Greek letter organizations at UF and FSU, the Divine Nine as they were known, had coordinated such a trip. By 11 o'clock, more than 60 men and women were adrift in the lazy current. Some had rafted up into groups of six or eight to share conversation and laughter on the six-mile journey. A few couples broke off for an innocent kiss and a slightly less innocent breach of the no skinny-dipping rule. Every now and then, a shriek could be heard, followed by group laughter, as Kelso emerged from the black depths in his wetsuit, upended an inner tube, and sent another bikini-clad student into the river for an involuntary swim.
"Kelso!"
shouted Shauna as she splashed to the surface. She was his third victim.
"Ha!" said Percy. "Who's cold now?"
Shauna climbed back into her inner tube.
"Cold? You ain't seen cold till you seen tonight, Percy."
That drew a chorus of oohs from friends. The group followed the band past the halfway point, and Percy was beginning to wish that they'd signed up for the 90-minute float, not 3 hours. His butt was cold, the sun-baked rubber singed his skin every time he moved his leg, and holding on to an extra inner tube while Kelso swam off to play Loch Ness Monster was getting tiresome. Of course, there were the marine science and horticulture majors who could have stayed all day and then some, pointing out every natural wonder along the river. Tall cypress trees rose from the marsh, their limbs reaching out over the river, providing ample shade for those who wanted out of the sun. Near the mouth of springs, the unstained waters were so clear that rafters appeared to float on air above the sandy riverbed. Every now and then, a young woman shrieked at the sight of a motionless alligator or a turtle sunning itself on the banks. It was beautiful, unlike anything Percy had seen growing up in South Florida, which wasn't the South at all. A shrill scream suddenly jolted Percy from his oneness with nature. What the hell? It was very different from the playful screams Percy had heard earlier. This wasn't just another reptile sighting or sneak attack by Kelso. A couple of sorority sisters, the lead rafters who'd rounded the bend first, were in the water. Their inner tubes were floating farther downriver without them.
their arms flailed and legs kicked against the current as they frantically struggled to swim back to the group.